hassle and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
On I-10 east at Cassin Avenue, there's an accident. 295 north at Hexer, another wreck. And if you're on Butler Boulevard east at Southside, look out for something that apparently fell off of a car or truck. It's in the middle of the road. Partly cloudy today with only a slight chance of rain. Our high will be 92 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show over the years, maybe the last week or the last month, I am so grateful to you and welcome back. But if you are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, I have been waiting for you. This whole journey of mine has built up so that we can continue this journey together. And anything that I've experienced prior to you, you can latch on and learn from me. And anything that you've experienced prior to me, I can latch on and learn to you. It's about learning and growing and providing a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my viewing and my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of our dreams or your dreams. And for those of you who would like to be a part of the show, share your thoughts, share your perspective, maybe motivate me or encourage me, you can always call 407-373-5959. Now, I was taught the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. But I am certain that there are times that I have not treated people the way I wanted to be treated. But here's the deal. When you're a child, that rule works because the world revolves around you as a child. So if I treat others the way I want to be treated, where does that begin? Does it begin by my own instinctual preferences? Or does it begin by what our parents teach us? So it turns out to be treat others the way your parents treated you. I don't know. How does that work? So today I want to talk about not the golden rule so much as what I was taught when I was growing up, but maybe a twist to the golden rule, maybe the platinum rule, something a little bit above and beyond what we were taught as children. Treat others the way you want to be treated. But there's a twist to that. What if I don't want to be treated the way you treat me? What if I have a certain expectation of myself and what I want for myself and what I consider holy or what I consider beautiful? What if I have a different opinion of what honesty and integrity is from you? What if? I do not want you to treat me the way you want to be treated, because maybe we have a difference of what we call treatment or what we called a standard. So today, I want to share a little story about my reasoning and why I came to this decision and how this whole philosophy of treat others the way they want to be treated. I even wrote an article about it in Florida Today called A Twist to the Golden Rule, because it's been plaguing me for a long time. And there's a certain way I treat people that maybe is not the way they want to be treated. And I get that. And it's up to each one of us to say and have a voice and say, this is not acceptable. And it be okay. It should not ruin friendships. It should not ruin marriages. It should not ruin your career, because you say, this is not acceptable. But the people who love you would listen and say, you know what? I understand and I get that. Today, because it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I want to share some of the, I guess, thoughts, lessons that I've learned along the way about going beyond the golden rule. What does the golden rule look like? And can we tweak it a bit today together? Also today, I'm excited because it's that time again where we get to talk about our health care. It's not about sick care, it's about health care. And I look forward to having Del Billis of Liberty Health Share joining us at the end of our show. And if you have never heard of Liberty Health Share, you're in for a treat, because that changed my life and how I practice my freedom of choice when it comes to health care. So with that in mind, I want to ask you the question, how do you want to be treated? What do you find acceptable? What are the things that are happening in your life that you're not speaking up about, that perhaps somebody is treating you the way they want to be treated, but that is not what you want? Share it with me at 407-373-5959. What is that? And I'm going to continue our conversation with you when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I am your teacher. I have an issue with that word because I always feel like I'm not the expert. I'm the friend who brings the experts to the show and the teachers to the show. But the reality is we're all teachers. We're all students. Just know that the person that's in front of you perhaps knows something you don't know. So today, I'm going to share something that I've discovered through the years. And this morning, I became aware that these feelings were within me, and there's a value that I hold dear in my heart, which is integrity and communication and honesty. And so I felt that was kind of violated. And I could say I'm a victim, but at the same time, I can say that's not going to support me. What's going to support me is to speak my truth. And so today we were planning all along to do a show on the twist on the golden rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. But there are people who steal, and there are people who cheat, and there are people who lie. Obviously, those people don't mind being treated that way because that's the way they're treating others. I don't think so, because if somebody did that to them, they would be offended or upset, right? So everybody has this idea of treat others the way you want to be treated. I'm going to tell you a quick little story. When my husband and I first got married, he is very helpful in the kitchen, very helpful. And the Medina girls, Medina is my maiden name, the Medina girls and in my family, and I don't know if I learned this or if this is something that is in my DNA, but when I go visit my family, I see where I get it. When we prepare and when we cook, it seems like we keep doors open and cabinets open. And that's the way I prepare food. Whenever I'm going in and out of things, I leave things open. And my husband, who is very helpful, would come in and he would clean up my spoons, close my drawers, do things when I would walk out of the kitchen. And so I came back and everything was put back into place. Everything was closed. And keep in mind, I am still cooking. I am not done creating in my kitchen. And so I mentioned to my husband that I wasn't done with these things. And so he would come in and I would go out. And of course, everything was open and he would do it again. So at one point, I just got, you know, frustrated. And I said, if you want to be helpful, ask me how you can help me. And I was frustrated at the time. And I, you know, because I have to open everything again. It's just my creativity, the way I think. Well, I left during the time after I had spoken to my husband, kind of a little bit more frustrated than normal. And I went outside to do something. When I came back in, every cabinet, every drawer, everything was open. Open. Now, he thought it was funny. And at the time, I did not think it was funny. I thought it was disrespectful. Now, when I go back and I tell the story 25 years later, it's funny. You know, he was, I could see the humor. At the time, there was zero humor in me. That's not how I wanted to be treated. So that awareness 25 years ago, it was like, ask how you can support me. If you want to help, then ask me, how can I support you? How can I help you right now? I might say, I don't need any help right now. Or I can say, maybe after I'm done, you can help me with the kitchen. Perfect. And so that's how you establish boundaries. That's how you establish different ways to love one another. So one of the wonderful teachers that I've had on the Lillian McDermott radio show was Gary Chapman. Now, Dr. Gary Chapman wrote the 5 love languages. So for those of you who are nodding your head going, yeah, I know. Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful that you've heard of Gary Chapman. But here's the thing. He brought a new truth to me that I did not realize, that everybody has a love language. So my love language now, maybe when I was younger, it was, oh, I love gifts. You know, wrap it up in this beautiful bow. I don't care if there's nothing inside of it, but just wrap it up. And so that was important to me at the time. But now, not so much. Not so much. I love a gift. Don't get me wrong. I love whatever you want to give me. I love that. But my value and where I love now more, and it could be because I am so, so busy, is the gift of time. So Gary Chapman talks about the 5 love languages. One of them is quality time. Second of them is act of service. Number 3 is words of affirmation. Good job. Great job. Wonderful. You know, and be sincere about it, of course. And then 4th is physical touch. Physical touch. And then the last one is receiving gifts. And I think that in our lifetime, that kind of shifts around a little bit. So if I were to give my husband a beautiful gift, a box with, you know, something in there that he wants, that he would like, but he would love it. He loves it when I cook a wonderful meal, when I prepare something, because his love language is acts of service. So I'm trying to get to here is, if I were to just, with me, it's just time, with giving time, if I were to just sit there and give my husband time, that may not be as strong a value of his love language, where for me, that now is just through the roof. So it's getting to know the other person just as you know yourself. Know what your love language is and know what your friends, your partner, your loved ones, what their love language is, so that you can now give the way they would love to receive. Sometimes people just don't understand what their value is and what their belief is. Maybe they should take a test. Take the test on the 5 love language. You can go to the number 5lovelanguages.com. That's Gary Chapman's website. I'm not getting paid to promote him. I just felt that I love taking the test, doing the assessment, because it helped me see how to communicate better with my husband, how to love my husband the way he wants to be loved. But here's the thing. We have got to say what it is that we need. We have to say, this is not acceptable, as I said at the beginning. We get to establish what our parameters are. And if the other person refuses to engage in those parameters or to acknowledge those parameters, and after you've exhausted the fact that this is how you want to communicate and you've asked how they want to be loved, or you, this is how I want to be loved, this is how you want to be loved, not always, but it's my top, and then, you know, a combination and creating a balance is always good. But if the other person refuses, like if I still go into my kitchen and every drawer and every cabinet is open, then now I would think my husband would be mocking me. Or maybe we're in the middle of engaging with humor or something. Maybe we want to relive that moment. It all depends, because timing is everything. Because if I'm upset and I see all those drawers and doors open, You're not going to get happy Lily. You're going to get frustrated Lily. And with my Latin temper and maybe not a good Lily, but this is the way life is. We get to communicate what our needs are. So part of treating others with a golden rule, and maybe going to that next level and calling it the platinum rule, or treating others the way they want to be treated, when you go to that next level, where it's not just, well, I thought she would like it, or I thought he would like it, because I love that. We give gifts to people that we would want to have ourselves. But would they want to have that gift? Think about it. Ask, what do you love? How can I best support you? What do you need most today? How can I acknowledge you? Maybe that's their love language. So that is how you discover how to build a relationship, which is discover what their value is. And it's not so important to go back, like if my husband and I go back to that moment where he had all the drawers open and we sat there in anger and frustration and tried to figure out, you know, why he did this and why I did that, it could build into another argument. So maybe rehashing is not the answer to a disagreement, or if you treated someone the way you thought they wanted to be treated, but it backfired on you. Perhaps the question should be not, well, I did this because I wanted to defend. It would be, well, then what can we do moving forward from this time? How can we love one another, respect one another, value one another, and not violate that trust or that confidentiality or whatever it is you're dealing with at the moment? And I had said at the beginning of the show, if you want to share, you know, what's happening in your life right now that perhaps somebody's not listening to you, perhaps someone hasn't been curious about what your experience is, and maybe they've been a bit too critical about it. So call 407-373-5959. So today we're talking about the platinum rule, or a twist to the golden rule, whatever it is that you would like to call it. So I talked about the love language. How do you give to the other person so that they feel like the question that Gary Chapman asked, and I just absolutely love this, is how has your, like, it's a love bucket. You know, I always talk about an emotional account, and if my emotional account were money or a bank account, then it would be bankrupt, or maybe it would be overdrawn, or maybe it would have abundance. What is your account? And this is how you're feeling. But he says it, what has filled your love bucket today? I love that question. How can I help fill your love bucket? So then the next one is like, instead of rehashing, ask how we can move forward from this point. Establish some boundaries. Be curious, not critical. And then lead by example. Don't drag the other person, but lead by example. I love the fact that although I have chosen a way of eating, my husband, who I'm talking a lot about today, has taken his own path. He's getting to his own decision, his own conclusion. I hope I haven't forced him there, because it's been 5 years, but he is coming to his own journey. I've had my yellow brick road and he has his yellow brick road, and we're on that journey, but maybe at different paths, and that's okay too. So how do we work together to continue to love each other and follow that golden rule in a twist, the platinum, treating others the way you want to be treated? And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. Thank you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
A two storm packing maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour continues closing in on the East Coast. Storm now about 170 miles east-southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina. The impact is already being felt. The National Hurricane Center warning of torrential rains, unleashing devastating flooding and possibly life-threatening storm surge. Some spots in the Carolinas, according to forecasters, could get as much as 40 inches of rain over a relatively short period of time. The Senate Judiciary Committee scheduling a vote today on the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination. The vote following 4 days of testimony on the nomination last week. Wall Street, Dow futures up 119. More details at srnnews.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
95 South before the Martin Luther King 20th Street exit, there's a crash on the right involving several cars. 295 North at Hexer, another accident. And in St. Johns County, 95 North at mile marker 315, an accident on the right. Partly cloudy today with only a slight chance of rain. Our high will be 92 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not?
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. The show is heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, and today I am sharing with you a twist of the golden rule. I wrote an article about that, oh gosh, a year or so ago. It's been something that I've been aware of for a long time, and I'm just now beginning to express it. It's some people may call it the platinum rule. Instead of treating others the way I want to be treated, treating others the way they want to be treated. It just makes sense. And of course, Dale Billis will be coming on later on, and he's my sponsor. Liberty HealthShare is a sponsor of the show, and he came up with some incredible insights, and I'm looking forward to bringing him on the show in a little bit. But right now, I just wanted to share a little bit about how you can support me. This is the how you can best love me. And right now, I am looking to grow the show. And so the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, whenyouneedafriend.com, is where you go to support me, where you support us, where we work together and we create a community of responsible people, people that are looking at their mind, their body, their spirit, and they're taking 100% responsibility for everything. I know that we can fall victim and give yourself that victim mentality for maybe 2-3 days. After that, jump out of that role and say, how did I create it? What are the gifts and lessons? Number 3 is, what's going to be different? And number 4, how can I use this to help others? That's the 100% responsibility page at whenyouneedafriend.com. So I'm asking you that to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, check out my social media, follow me in my social media, subscribe to my website, subscribe to YouTube. That's how you can support me. This is how you show me you love me, believe it or not. And when it comes to radio terms, but in life, you know, that doesn't really matter. In life, with my personal friends and all that, yeah, you better subscribe to me. But here's the thing. When you do this, you will get some free gifts, as well as you will be able to have the show sent right to you, to your tablet, to your smartphones, and you'll get the inside scoop of what's happening, and the show will be delivered to you, whether it's the YouTube video that has the on and off the air conversations, or the podcast, depending on what you want. And so, because we treat you the way you want to be treated, and that's how you tell us what you want, right? Okay, so go to whenyouneedafriend.com, and I always ask this, because I love to treat my sponsors the way they want to be treated. And I know they're sponsors of my show because they're aligned with me, but also I need to promote them. And this is how you can help them, is by checking them out and figuring out a way you can support them. And one of my favorite sponsors that everybody, even after the show, I get calls, I get people telling me, text me their address, text me their, it's Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare. You can find libertyhealthshare.org. And we're going to talk with Dale Billis in a little bit, because he's going to tell us what's the latest in the healthcare industry. And so also you can email me, call me. If there's anything that you need, then call me. Let me know if there's a particular topic. I'm working on some topics that people have sent me ideas for. So please know I listen to you. And speaking of listening, we need to listen to ourselves. We need to listen. Part of that golden rule and that twist of the golden rule and the platinum rule, which is treating others the way they want to be treated, is that we need to take ownership of what is that we want. Because if I don't know what I want, and I used to say this to the kids all the time, if you don't know where you stand, you will fall for anything. Mm. So it's so important that we know what we need so that we can ask for what we need. So I want to encourage you, because the beginning of the show, I talked about, you know, discover the value, discover your love language, your partner's love language, your friend's love language. Be observant, curious, not critical. Curious is the word that I'm looking for here, in order to keep these friendships and relationships and treating others the way you want to be treated. I don't want, if a robber, a criminal, I don't want to be treated like they're treating people. And so does that mean they want to be treated that way? Absolutely not. So we need to be aware of how we're coming across, how the other person wants to be treated. So ask the question. And be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, what do I need? How can someone help me today? And say, you know what? This is how you can support me. You should be able to say what you need without feeling that conditional love, that if you don't respond a certain way, then then that other person's not going to be happy. So that's not a win-win. Create win-win everywhere you go. And create that loving golden extension to platinum, to whatever it is that will give you that filling of the love bucket, like Gary Chapman talks about in the five love languages. What fills your love bucket? And so with that in mind, when I talk about the golden or the platinum rule or that twist to the golden rule, I can't imagine anyone else other than Liberty HealthShare. You know, the government says, and I said this off the air and I'll say it again, the government tells us how we need to practice our sick care. But Liberty HealthShare helps us, empowers us to inform us that we have choices and we can choose how we want our health care to be. And since I'm so grateful that Liberty HealthShare is here, I've got the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare, Mr. Del Billis. I am so grateful that you're here. Thank you for coming on, Del.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, Lillian, for your invitation. And I just absolutely love your topic today.
Thank you.
Because it really is expressive of the formulation, the foundation of healthcare sharing.
Yes.
Just in its very term, it's sharing. Doing with and for others how they wish to be treated. And I love your twist to it because it's other focused. I can't possibly treat another person the way they choose to be treated unless I know what that is.
That's right.
I've got to be focused on them. I've got to be a inquirer of others.
Curious.
And other focused. And that's an ancient principle found in the Bible. The Bible says, look out not only for your own interests, but for the interests of others.
Yes.
And it's that principle that we've turned into a solution for healthcare in the midst of this national debate. It's on everybody's mind. It's a topic in cafes and homes and kitchen tables everywhere. How do we solve this healthcare crisis? And this is the ancient fundamental principle of resolution for healthcare. Can you believe that?
I believe it, brother. I say amen.
Because health sharing is relational healthcare. It's being engaged with others, providing support and care. It's being there for them at their time. It's not about just simply paying the bill. The cold, sterile process of health insurance, paying the medical bill, that's only a part of what we do. Mm-hmm. But we provide emotional and spiritual care and support and engagement with one another. That's why it's so holistic and approaches healthcare as it was originally intended. I am just thrilled with your topic.
Right
on point.
Yeah. Interestingly, I was sharing with you the topic, you were like, you made a comment and it was very important. And it was, and I was like, okay, we're going to talk about this. You said, most importantly, instead of treating others the way that they want to be treated, treat yourself how you want to be treated. You said that right before. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about that, Dale.
Yeah, because there is an underlying assumption in Jesus' words that says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the question really becomes, how do you treat yourself?
Yes.
Do you treat yourself with care, with respect, with love? Do you think of yourself as worthy of attention and focus? If you don't, your bucket is empty, as you said earlier, and you're unable to reflect that toward the needs of others. And so there's a focus there, not only just treating others the way they wish to be treated, but how do you treat others the way you treat yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That changes that dynamic significantly because we've got to look at self-care as well as the care of others.
Yeah, you have to become aware. And for those of you who want to learn more about Liberty HealthShare, Liberty HealthShare is not just a sponsor of mine. I have been a member of Liberty HealthShare for over 2 years. I made a choice to walk away from insurance, and it was scary at first, but when I chose to opt into a health share community, Liberty HealthShare, what did it for me was because I practice the more holistic, because that's how I want my healthcare to be. I want it to be holistic. I don't want to be told by somebody else that I have to go to an allopathic doctor, although I do go to them as well. I want to have options. And so for those of you, go to libertyhealthshare.org, and we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio, only 150 million, 150 million people, that's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today I am excited. Not only did we get to talk about the twist of the golden rule or the platinum rule, whatever it is that you want to talk about, treating others the way they want to be treated. But we also have the privilege of hearing the wonderful soothing voice of Del Billis, who is a partner in the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And for those of you who want to learn more about Liberty HealthShare, I cannot speak highly enough of this group. I have been with them for over 2 years. I walked away from insurance and I went towards making choices for myself, learning what I wanted, how I want my health care to look like. And you can contact 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. Or you can go to libertyhealthshare.org. Fabulous. I love what you're doing. And Dale, I got to meet a little bit more of you as we were talking off the air about your love language. And when you said it, I'm like, oh, I should have known this, because when you talk about the notes of affirmation and support that Liberty Health share a little bit about that, and how Liberty Health Share is so different than the typical health insurance or sick insurance.
Thank you. There is a conversation going on in America about healthcare that's wrongly focused, in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. It's focused on paying for the costs of medical care through insurance.
Yeah.
It's not focused on the care of our health. And unfortunately, the term health care has become conflated with health insurance. And we've got to understand those two concepts are totally separate, and we need to address them independently. And Liberty HealthShare is a way for us to gather together in a like-minded community of faith and values where we truly care for one another, support each other during times of crisis, and help pay each other's medical bills. So it's a multifaceted relational healthcare system where my money every month, Lillian, goes to another person. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go to a company. It doesn't go to Liberty HealthShare. It doesn't go to a company black hole. You literally, transparently, openly, on your online account, see your money flow from your account to your assigned member that month. We ask our members to set aside a specific suggested, what we call a share amount. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's $299 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. And that money goes into a secure online account matched through our online technology to another person. Mm-hmm. Now, pause for a moment and think about how dynamically different that is. I'm not sending a premium to an insurance company somewhere. Yeah. I'm setting money aside, and through our online technology, it assigns that to a real, live, breathing human being who has an expense. And I get to share in their costs. That's why it's called a health share. Mm-hmm. And I can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And then we cut the check out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and the hospitals. Using that methodology of relational health care, we're sharing about $25 million of medical bills every month, Lillian. Wow. That means people's lives are being supported, cared for, transformed, and changed every month.
And I want to add to what you're saying, that even though my money goes to somebody else, when I'm in need, their money comes to me.
Precisely. It's reciprocal. Thank you very much. Yeah. So that not only is my money going to assist another person and pay their bill, whenever I have an expense, then that same group is there to help take care of my costs. And it's reciprocal. It's supportive. It's mutually engaged. And that's why it succeeds so well. That's what our members tell us, frankly, yeah. Lillian. It is among the top two reasons why they love it so and wouldn't do it any other way.
Yes. And for those of you who are listening for the first time about Liberty Health Share, they are Affordable Care Act exempt. They are truly affordable. Let me just put it this way. And they, you can choose your practitioners, whether it's holistic or not, allopathic. It's up to you. You get to choose. And it's $1 million per incident, up to $1 million per incident. Where else can you get that? It's time to take our health back and our care back and make the choices. And let me tell you, Liberty Health Share, you're the epitome of listening to what we need. Because of that, now we can do chiropractic care. I can go to a doctor of oriental medicine and feel that somebody's going to help support me during that time. So well done, Del Billis. Well done.
Thank you so very much, Lillian. It's just about empowering the individual to care for their health.
That's right. That's right. And for those of you who are interested and you're like, I want to learn more, because that's what I did, because that's how I found out about them. I did an interview. And so it's 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. And that's libertyhealthshare.org. Del Billis, you are an amazing man. It is always so exciting when I get to spend this time with you, because that fills my love bucket.
Well, it is my pleasure as well. It honors me. Thank you, Lillian. God bless.
Thank you. And for those of you, again, when I made the decision to add, whether I was going to be added to my husband's insurance or I was going to go with something different and new, I chose to go with something different and new because it saved me more than $200-$300 a month. It was going to cost me a lot more than that if I would have joined my husband's insurance, and I wouldn't have been able to go to the doctors that I wanted to go to anyway. So learn more about Liberty Health Share. That's libertyhealthshare.org, and that's 855-585-4237. That's 5-855. What is the one with the fives? 855-58-LIBERTY. And you, it's time to take our health back. Del Billis, one of my favorite people that comes on every month. And you know, I love how we have the that we switched you to the end so that you can say, says Lillian McDermott, wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance, right?
Yes. Thank you very much for the opportunity to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm looking at my 2 minutes to end. Oh, okay. So we're not done yet. Is that okay? I was told that we were ready to close, but we're not. So here we go. Let's keep talking, Dale.
Okay. I want to add a very simple word to what you've just been talking about today. Yeah. Healthcare sharing comes from this conviction that we are to care for one another in this supportive way, treating others as they wish to be treated, or treating others from the core of our own self-care. That's a biblical value and principle that Christians have observed for generations. It comes from that conviction, number one. Uh-huh. Number two, it really comes about the care about costs. You've mentioned it.
Yes.
Costs are out of control in healthcare expense today, and we can control those costs when it becomes our money. And the third driver is the care of our conscience. We don't want our dollars being used in ways that violate our closely held values and beliefs. And healthcare sharing is relational focus based upon those three C's. I just came up with that, Lily. Our conviction, the focus on costs, and our conscience. That's really what healthcare sharing is about in Liberty Health Share.
That's going to be our next topic, the three C's. I love that. I love the three C's. You know, it's so important. You know, you talk about how we need to practice these three C's. And I know that when I use my insurance card in the past, I didn't care how much it cost because somebody else was paying.
Right.
But the moment I became a member of Liberty Health Share, I became aware that there is a payment that needs to be made. And I don't go to the most expensive MRI or the most expensive blood work. I go to the one that I know is affordable. I've taken that ownership of my health. And I love how Liberty Health Share has prompted that in me.
Well, it just changes your whole orientation, as you just said, your whole focus and attitude, because it's not coming from a company's a pocket. It's rather yourself and the pockets of your fellow members, and that just changes
that are sending us love and cheer.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
With that, it's 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org. Dale Billis, I am looking forward to our next conversation.
And as am I.
And to you, my listening, my viewing friends, please remember, it's time to take our health back. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.